Now, do you like your poetry, do you? I wonder. Do you know what? This is something I think you're going to love. Dunkern Gardens, our Dunkern Centre for Culture and Arts, is holding poetry readings on the hour and half hour. And I want you to know a wee bit more about it, because I think this is a fabulous idea. It's Culture Night Poetry Event. The coordinator, Marnie Kennedy, has stepped in for a chat. Marnie, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Carolyn. Thanks.
So tell us, what was the whole idea behind having this sort of Culture Night Poetry Event?
Well, one of the things that we're doing at the Dunkern, which is the new arts centre on the Antrim Road, it used to be the old Dunkern Presbyterian Church, and it's just the most beautiful new arts centre brought back to life by the 174 Trust. I've set up a literature project there, and at the centre of that is shared reading, which incorporates reading aloud and reading for pleasure. And I thought a good way of getting that idea across to people was by holding the poetry event on Culture Night.
Mm. Do you think, what is it about poetry? I think it's something people do it at school and then they leave it for a while. And it seems like as you get older, you sort of like seem to go again at it. I mean, do you notice that? Is there a trend in poetry?
I think poetry can creep into your life unawares and you can discover it that way, or you can go in search of it. Either way, it can really improve your day.
Why is it so important?
It allows people to connect across, not only across cultural boundaries, but across generations and even centuries. Some of the poetry that speaks to us can be ancient. Mm-hmm. And so it really connects you to the rest of the human race. Yeah. And while that might make you feel very small, it also makes you feel important and part of something very, very special. And that's what shared reading offers people as well. It's a way of connecting with other people through the pleasure of reading aloud and reading in a social way.
So people are going to come along and read out their poetry, or the poem that they've chosen. And then is it going to be like a debate? Is it going to be discussion afterwards?
It will be very informal, but yes, there'll be conversation, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we always do in shared reading, which we call the Reading Rooms Project, we always have a story and then a poem read aloud, and then we ask other people to read it aloud. It's not intimidating because everybody's sitting there with the book or the photocopy in their hands. You know, it's not about performance. It's simply about sharing something that you really love. And of course, everybody interprets poetry differently.
So of course
you get fantastic conversation. And it can be very, very moving as well.
How do you manage to get people in? People who maybe haven't sat down and read it aloud. I mean, it's okay if you've been studying or maybe that's the sort of thing that you do, but you're obviously trying to get people from the community who don't always do this and try and reignite that passion for poetry and for reading.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been having the reading rooms at the Dunkern Centre for since February, and we've had no trouble at all getting people along. It's just a very enjoyable way to engage with other people. You don't have to love reading. In fact, whether you love reading or you've never got into reading, you will definitely enjoy the social engagement. And people can be a little apprehensive even about having a poem read to them, but there's always a response.
Mm. What sort of age group are we talking about when you're talking about the reading rooms?
Sure, reading rooms can be for secondary students or it can be for retired people. We have three reading rooms in care homes. I read to people with quite developed dementia. But we choose the literature to suit the group. We have a fantastic drop-in reading room on a Monday afternoon, and it is so lively. Just local people that come along and people who want to find out about shared reading. We've read everything from Chekhov through to Doris Lessing.
Yeah.
And sometimes the darker material, the better. The more serious, the better. You always get such a lively conversation.
And on this particular night, Culture Night, it's called Poetry with Personalities. Who are the personalities that are going to come along and do some reading?
We decided we wanted to invite people that wouldn't normally be associated with poetry, to kind of break down those barriers where people think, well, poetry's not for me. So I wanted a real range of different people. So, for example, we have Tony Dunlop, who is a boxing coach from North Belfast. Never read a poem to a group of people before. Joe Egan, the playwright. We have Siobhan Martin. We're absolutely delighted to have her because she is the primary school music teacher of the year. And she will make a great contribution. We also have Linda Irvine, who's the Irish Language Development Officer in East Belfast. Anna Lowe will be there reading in Chinese with a translation. Trevor Ringland, who is a former rugby union champion, you know, played for Ulster in Ireland and Britain. We're hoping to have poetry in Turkish and in Irish. And the variety is going to be lovely.
And do you tell them what they're going to read, or do they pick what they want to read themselves?
In every case, the readers have chosen for themselves. And this has been a lovely process for me because the poetry has taken me by surprise. Sometimes I've had something in mind, but always their choices have been more appropriate, more moving and more exciting.
And are you surprised by some of the choices?
Yes, completely.
That must be a lovely job for you to do. Because
I'm sitting here all a tingle. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Are you going to tell people where it's going to take place?
Yes, we're actually, we're relocating from the Dunkern for one night. We'll be down in the Mac on St Anne's Square. The Mac have generously given us the family room. And between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. every half hour, as you said, there'll be a different reader.
And can anybody just go in? What way does it work?
You just drop in. That's the beauty of Culture Night.
There's no money involved.
It's free.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes I think I'm Culture Night's biggest fan because it really does improve Belfast. Mm. It makes it a better place to live. But there were 40,000 people there last year, so perhaps I'm not the biggest fan.
Well, look, listen, you want to go along to this, folks. This sounds fantastic. And just remind us where it is. And you know about Dunkern as well, the Dunkern Centre. Can anybody pop in there too?
Absolutely, yes. It's the most astonishing space.
I know the space. I've never been in it.
You must come because it is a place that's full of light, but also the most wonderful, warm feeling. Mm-hmm. And people come in, they feel very, very welcome. It is a space that will bring all communities together.
Yeah, that sounds great. I must pop in there at some point.
There's a new programme coming out which will be online soon, so thedunkern.com.
I take it whenever people are doing their readings, they're doing them from tablets and phones as opposed to books.
No, photocopies.
Photocopies, all right. Okay, just trying to...
Everybody in the audience will have a photocopy as well, so people will read along and will ask... We'll ask people who come along to read aloud as well.
Very good. Well, you know, I noticed there that Big Mick from Autocabs was in with his favourite poem, The Lake Isle of Innisfree. Has anybody read that one yet?
We often read that with our Tuesday afternoon group.
Ah, well, tell me this. What about, I'm trying to think now, May Angelou. Anybody, anything from May Angelou?
Well, I'm giving it away, but yes.
Oh, there is. All right. And can I just share one with you?
Please.
All right.
I'd love that.
This one of my favourites. It's called Still I Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like the moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like the hopes springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I burn the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. I rise. I rise. I think I want to come along to one of your poetry.
I would love you to readings. Come along to one of our shared reading events. We actually shared that poem the week after Maya Angelou died, And it was one of the most memorable reading rooms that we've had.
I'm sure. Here, it's lovely talking to you today and good luck. I know it's Friday night. It's at the Mac. Folks, it's free. Go along and enjoy. Marnie, thanks for coming in. And don't be a stranger. Keep
in touch. Thanks for having me. We will.
No problem. Thank you.